With International Women's Day just around the corner, the Burlington Chamber of Commerce got the ball rolling with its Women Leaders and Allies breakfast at the Burlington Golf and Country Club this morning, March 1. The packed room heard from keynote speaker Tabitha Bull, CEO of the Canadian Council for Aboriginal Business, who shared her personal experiences and her journey to becoming a passionate advocate for Indigenous-owned businesses. Reflecting on this year's campaign theme of Embrace Equity, Bull took stock of where women are in terms of leadership and financial opportunities, and how to begin to close the gaps that still exist. "We need to invite women to join, and to speak," she said. "We cannot still be fighting to get into the rooms and sit at the tables where the power and decision-making opportunities happen. We also need to look at financial inclusion." Bull explored a series of statistics that demonstrate there is still work to be done in terms of equal pay and providing women-owned businesses with the same financial opportunities as their male counterparts. "I do think that it is so important that we understand where we are in order to see where we need to get to where we want to get to equity so that we can embrace it," she said. "In looking at where we are, I'm struggling to come to terms with how little progress we've made in many areas. In some cases, it seems as we get more power and responsibility, the gap only widens." As she concluded her presentation, Bull left the audience with some powerful advice on how to move the needle on gender equity. "Everyone in this room has a sphere of influence and an opportunity to provide equitable opportunities to achieve equality," she said. "Just challenge the stereotypes and bias, not just with others but also look within yourself. Re-look at the pay gap within your own department. When you leave a meeting, consider who you listened to intently and who perhaps you discounted. Create space for women at the table, both in conversation and actual space at the table." The event, which was presented by RBC, continued with a panel discussion moderated by Ontario Chamber of Commerce Vice President of Public Affairs Michelle Eaton. Participants included entrepreneur Christine Monfries, MP for Oakville North Burlington Pam DeMoff, and Marianne Wensler-Wiebe of Business Development Bank of Canada. Coming events: several local events are planned to mark International Women's Day next week, including a lunch hosted by Halton Women's Place at the Burlington Holiday Inn on Wednesday, March 8, and the HER Halton Women's Day breakfast at Piper's Heath Golf Club in Milton on Thursday, March 9.